Gavin Cullen, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. You're on the way back from Dublin and a victory on the way up the road. It must be a huge relief, first of all, but from a game which you thought you should have maybe possibly have won at full time.
Yeah, it's a huge result. The boys dug really deep and worked their socks off in very difficult conditions against the top side. We made it difficult for ourselves. We went down to 10 men after 2 minutes in the second half. And had to play 70, 75 minutes with 10 men. So to keep a clean sheet in them conditions with 10 men was really pleasing. Everybody from front to back really put on a shift.
And suppose you had a change of formation once you went down to 10 men as well.
Yeah, we changed to a 4-4-1 and left Garvin up front on his own. He ran his socks off, engaged the back four for 60, 70 minutes until we had to change him. But look, it was fantastic by everybody. The work rate, the effort was class.
And looking at today's conditions, okay, you can say Donegal sides might experience that type of condition, but in cup games, it's the same for everyone, really.
Same for everyone. Look, they were a strong physical team. They've been about, and they're one of the top teams in intermediate football for that reason. You know, so we knew no matter what conditions, no matter what we're coming in to play, that it was going to be difficult, and we knew we had to be at it. But in fairness to our squad today, everybody was really focused and came on, and we emptied our bench. We brought five substitutes on. We all played the part and done really well.
Get into games like this, Gavin. It can be difficult. You could possibly be in form, or the other team could possibly be in form, but cups, they just bring that different variety.
It does, surely. Luck could come down to a lot of things, though. As I said to the boys, probably today the team that makes the least mistakes will probably come out on top. And thankfully, we made very few. We done really well. And look, when you're away from home, refereeing performances, conditions, everything can go against you. And in fairness to the officials today, I thought they were excellent, the three of them. All the big decisions they got right, and they were very fair and honest. And as I say, once you come to Dublin, you don't always get that. But today, I thought they were very good.
Talk us through the first half. Well, obviously, conditions did play its role, but creating a number of chances, you probably felt maybe going in at half time, should you deserve the lead, maybe?
We had one or two opportunities with a set piece, a free header, and Christy Fulnara had a good chance. He just put over the bar where he rounded the keeper. We probably had the best of the play in the first half, although we were playing on a really strong one. But when we got to half time, we were happy with the first half. We knew we were going out the second half with a breeze at our backs, and we were hoping to push on. As I say, we got that sucker punch on the first couple of minutes of Adam McCarron getting two bookings succession, which was possibly a wee bit harsh, but look, at the same time, they were accepted the decision. But look, we regrouped and kept it solid. And I think Daniel Houghton made one really, really good save in the game, and that was about it. I think after that, we probably had the better opportunities.
It just shows, I suppose, when you're looking at fitness and things like that, Gavin, going down to 10 men, playing in conditions like that, then into extra time, the legs, obviously, yeah. was difficult, I suppose, for your squad today as well.
Well, surely, it was a big test of character and a big test of where we're at in terms of belief, and I think we passed it with flying colours. I think if you're watching the game for that 70 minutes, including the extra time period, I think you wouldn't have known who had 11, who had 10. And that's a testament to the work rate. James Bradley in midfield was immense. So he was all over the pitch. Oshie McCaughan, Jason Besson, Lee McCaughan, Peter Doherty at the back, just they had great games. They really showed like real leadership qualities, you know. And that's what you need at this stage of the competition against teams like that. You know, our substitutes come on and really make a difference. I think four of the five penalty takers were all substitutes, and the fresh legs made the difference at that stage.